You're holding the middle Daf Lamed Aleph Omer Aleph in the middle of the Gemara. About Shuv Maisa Benochri Yechud.
To take people, not to get nervous. Merdik. Yeah. Guy came to Mamash Erev Shabbos. He's taking a shower. Guy comes, you throw him out of the house. I'll say it's there Shabbos. The guy get ready for Shabbos. The guy bothers you. It's such kashis. Merdik is ach. Yeah. Turn around, Rabbonin. Maisa benochri yechod, another maisa with a goy, shebolof ne shamay. Omaloi. We learn this here, so this way. Next one. Shuv maisa benochri yechod, another maisa with a nochri yechod. Shebolof ne shamay. Came here from the shamay. Omaloi, garuni, almanashe, talamdeni, kola terukulo, kishani oimed al regalachas. Has been a guy in me, almanas, you'll teach me kola terukulo while I'm standing on one leg. Al regalachas. Is what did Shammai do? Doch, boy, he pushed him the amat habinyan with an amma, Rashi said, that's the measuring stick they used to use to measure the binyonim, as he threw him out, shebi yodoy, with this measuring stick he had in his hand. Shammai holds, not shaykh, I can't teach you klal toku and standing on one foot, it's a lot to learn, you can't do it in one second. Bol of Nahil, then again, the guy came in front of Hillel, is Gairi. The Hillel was Makabalim, was Megairim. Omaloy, and Hillel told him, what you want to know, Kol Torah Kula, Regalachas, is the Olecho Sani, what you don't like, Lechavrecho Leisavit, don't do to your friend. Zui Kol Torah Kula, this is called Kol Torah Kula, in other words, we have in the Torah, it's called the Haftal Recho Kameichom, is only do what you like to yourself, do to somebody else, or what you don't like done to yourself, don't do to somebody else. Vidach, the rest of Kol Torah Kula is only Perushahu, is only a pirish of this Indian. Zil Gomer, Melu told the Ger, now go learn Kol Torah Kula. So Drashi, Amas HaBinyan, the Mitzmaklu is a stick. Amas Eirich, it was long and anama. Umoydidim boy Eirich HaBinyan, they measured the Binyonim with this. She Koitzin Im Umnin, they used to make up with the builder. Kach Fakach Amos, Kach Fakach Adomin. For this amount, Amos, this amount feet long, I'll pay this much money. Is Yolecha San Lechavrecho Leisavid means Reyecha Vereye Yavicha Al Taziv. As your friend and your father's friend, don't leave him. So that's a posik in Mishle Zatrashi. Posik goes on Zakarish Borchu. Means Al Tavor Al Dvorv. Don't go Kineged be over the Dvorv of Hashem. Shre Yolecha Snuya. Because then he's going to hate you, Hashem. Shre Yavicha Vrecha Dvorecha. That if you don't listen to what you, if you tell your Chavre to do something, he doesn't listen to you, you're not going to like him. So Mel, if you don't do what Hashem tells you, you're going to be sonu to Hashem. Lishnachrin, another pshat is chavrecha mamish, the posuk mishnah is mamish yichave, your friend. So going gzeilo, gineva, niyof, roiva mitzvus. A roiva mitzvus in the geya benodl mechaveroi means don't do something bad to yichave what you wouldn't want be done to yourself. So this is the klal of Kol Torah Kula, is a klal of the haftal reicha kamecha. Trashi idur, shah divrei, Torah is only perusha. Ledas the whole Torah is just to know what's not nice to be done, what you shouldn't do to your chaver, or according to Rashi's first pshat is what you should not do to go kineged the rotzon Hashem. Vayter shuv, a third meister, shuv meister benoch riechad a goy, shoye oiver achura beis hamedrash. He was walking outside the beis hamedrash, v'shom ha'kel sefer, he saw her, the Valkyra, laying the sefer Torah, he said the parsha of Yela Habgodim as Shiyasu. These are the begodim you make for the Kohen Godom. Is the Choshen the Eifoid? Is Omar the Goy said Halolulami? Who gets such nice begodim? Omrulos, they told the Goy, somebody outside told the Goy, the Kohen Godom? He said they told him this is the begodim special for Kohen Godom. Omar Roysa Nochri, Batsmus, the Goy said to himself, Eilech, let me go, the Yisgai, I'll become a Gay, I'll become a Yisrael. Bishvil, Sheyasimuni, Kohen Godom. And become a yid, kedai, they should make me a kind godl, as I want to have these nice begodim. So that's the reason why I'll be megayim. Is bol lifnei shamai, he came in front of shamai and told shamai his cheshbin, omalei, garuni al menashet hashamini, kind godl, they should appoint me to be a kind godl. That's what does shamai do? Nachamol, dochvoi bemes abin, he took a stick here and threw him out of the door. Shebi yodei. And what kind of mice is that? That's why you want to become a Yisrael? Goodbye. Ball of the hill, he came from the hill, a guy right now, hill with his amidus, another, midus of lunas, he was a guy of him. Omale, so Hillel then told him, Klum amid the melech, we appoint the melech, elemishir dea tachsise malchus. As first you have to know what it's about, all the laws of the malchus. And as you want to be a Kohen Gadol, first you have to know all the halachas of being a Yisrael. is Leich Lomer Tachsisri Malchus. It means first go learn Kola Torah. Go learn all the halach is what it means to be in Klai Yisrael. Is Holach, so the guy went and learned the Koran he learned. Is Kivan Shagi, when he came to the Posik, the Hazar HaKor of Yumus. If somebody's a Zar, that means he's not a Koyin, he goes to the base of Migdash, he goes to do the Avodah, he's Chayim Misa. Is Omrulei. Mikra Zal Minema. So the guy asked in Beisam Medrash, who's this pasuk going on? Who's called the Tsar? Omalei, so he told him, Afilu Adovid Melech Yisrael. Even David Melech Yisrael. Since David was not a Kohen, if he would go do the Avoid, he'd be Chayiv Misa. Is no soy so ger kabuchem biatzmoy. The ger made a kabuchem to himself. Uma Yisrael shenikru bonim lamokim, madoch regular Yisrael that was born in Yisrael. That he's called the ben to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or mitrech ava shravam korol lehem, b'ni b'chari Yisrael. Because Hashem loves Klai Yisrael, he called them b'ni b'chari. Still, ksiv alayhem, the Torah says, v'yazar HaKor of Yumos, if a zar that's not a kohen, who do the avoida, is chayv misa, is ger, mid, rama ger, hakal, shabo, b'makolav, tamiloi. I'm only coming right now with my stick and with my wallet. I have no schus avos with me. Alachas kama v'kama, that I can't go and do the avoida to be a kohen godel. As a melech, he was makabel now, after he was a ger, not to be a kohen godel, and he was makayin. Is bo lefnei shamai. He came in front of shamai. Omalei, klum ro ani lias kohen godel. He had tainus back to Shammai. Why didn't you tell me this in the first place? Am I roy? I'm a ger now. Am I roy to be a kohen gadol? But like Siva Torah, the Torah says, "V'azar akar of Yumas." Is ball of Nehil came from him Hillel. Omalei, so the guy now, or the ger now, told Hillel, "And v'snu son Hillel yenuchal lecha brachas al roshecha." Hey, you're anova, your midas are savlonis, that you are Hillel, that you took me, accepted me, made me a ger, and then you made me learn these halachas, that I'm not ready to be a kohen gadol, is Baruch Hashem, like, you should have brachis, shekraftoni tachas kan tfi ashkina. That because to you, I'll call upon him, I became a Yisrael, and I became tachas kan tfi ashkina. Liyomim, another few days happened, is davgu shloshtim. Is we have three maestim now with three different goyim that became gerim, that al Shammai they would have stam been a goy, now al Hillel they became a ger. Is all three of them came together, lamoke mechod, omru, they sat together, kaftanu seishal Shammai bikshu liturdini minoilam. Al Shammai's kavdonis being so stark, he just threw us away, we wouldn't have been a ger, we would have stam been goyim. Wanting mitorida, throw away from the world. Amos nusoy shel Hillel, but the mida nova Hillel a savlonis karav no tachas kans v'ashkinas. Because the Hillel's mida of anovam, we were zeicher to be tachas kans v'ashkinas. So that's the beginning of the Gemara that loyelam yiyodem al vadosan ki Hillel val ye kapten kishamim. These are two different midas. How to do avoidis Hashem? Avada Shammai has their shita. They did it up his shita. They held you have to be stark v'yaisin, and if somebody's doing something wrong, you have to tell him and be stark. Hillel's mida was no be a savlon. The Gemara is saying, Vaisdeis, that it's better if you have a choice which one to be. You're better off to be like Hillel than to be like Shammai.
What about the Gemara in Yevamos that says that if he has any ulterior motives, you're not allowed to be the guy here. Here, this guy has an ulterior motive. Why did he come out?
Yeah, but Shammai, I mean, Hillel understood that he would be able to get him to be a regular guy, the regular one. The Mashiach's one shot he has is that he told him these things before he became a ger. He was only Mekabla means he told him, I'll let you start learning halachas about being Yisrael. But he wasn't Megai Rimamash until later he was Mekabla to be a girl, to Mekabla called Tarkula. And the big cash was in the first Gemara, that the girl said he only wants to be Mekabla Torah Shabbat, not Torah Shabbat him. The Guru not allowed to be Mekabla girl like that. So Mashiach says, the Pshat was Hillel says, okay, let's start learning the halachas. And when he started to learn, then he saw he was Mekabel Teresh Abalpeh, then he was Megayirim. But the actual Geirus could be after they were Mekayim already, they were Mekabel. Fait Omer Rosh Lokish, Maidach Sil, what does the Pasuk say? For Hoyo Emunach Itecho. You should have Emunah at times. Choysen Chosok Shtruah Strength. Yeshuas Chochmos Vados. You should have Chochm and Das. What is this Pasuk talking about? So Mordashins Emunas Zeh Seidus Royim. Is going on, she says, the whole Shas this post is talking about. She says, Shidu Mishnah. Emunas means Seidus Royim. That you have to have a moon in Hashem when you plant things, to see the farmer, to see that it grows, you have to have a moon to be talking to Hashem. Itecho ze Seidu Moid. About different times, that Seidu Moid, all the Yemtovim happens different times. Choysen ze Seidu Noshim. That goes on Seidu Noshim. So Rashi Choysen, Loshin, Yorshin. Are they Yerushas going on? Vayidei Isha, Nodu Yorshin. Because of your wife, if you have children, you'll have Yorshin. Yeshua is Zefed Nizikin. Drash Nizikin, Moishian, it helps you. Mazia Lifresh Mehezik. I mean, do you have a Yeshua? I'll save you from having a Hezik. You won't have to come on to pay somebody money. So you have Yeshua, you won't lose your money. That's Nizikin. Chochmas Zefed Kodeshim. His kodshim is chokhma, v'odas zesei de tyrus. Trashi das odif mi chokhma. It's a bigger madrega. Madrega tyrus is a bigger madrega than kodshim. So at vaita v'afilu hochi, the end of the pasuk is, yiras Hashem hi oitzori. That Hashem has, like the oitzer, is his yiras Hashem. Omar rova, b'sho Hashem achnisim nodum adin. Los adlovu, after yamisa, when they bring it to din, oimrim lo, they ask you these questions. Nisav nasata b'muna. That you do your business with amuna. If you didn't steal from people, you didn't rob, you did things b'muna. Kavat itim l'tera. Where you kaveya itim titloim tera. Shrashi kavat itim l'fishodim tzorach l'sasek v'derech eretz. You have to do your panos, you have to work. Shemain derech eretz ain't tera. If you're not going to have what to live on, you can't learn tera. Es hutzrach l'kavaya itim l'tera. V'nezveg, and you have to be kaveya time to learn tera also. Dova kotzef, a special time. Shlayim shach kolayim derech eretz. You shouldn't be busy a whole day working, though you have to know you're working today to be able to learn Torah. So you have to be able to put away time to learn. And the Mashor's Madaika says, Lashon itim means times, means two times a day, by day and by night. Both times, both you're supposed to put away time to learn. Then isakta b'piri of Rivia, they ask you, v'yoisek in piri of Rivia, drash yahin chosin, that's about getting married, having children, tzafisa l'yeshua, Trash the Divrei Nevi'im, where you mitzapa to Nevi'im, what they said about Moshe Mashiach, or the Nisim, where you're waiting for it. Kilpalto b'chochma, did you talk about learning Torah? Hevanta dove mitzech dove, that you understand in Yonim. Ve'afil hochi, even after they ask you all these things, and you can say yes to all of them, yiras Hashem hi oitzaroi. If the person have yiras Hashem in, then you're lucky, then you're okay. Iloi loi, but if you don't have yiras Hashem, even though you had all this chochma, it's no good. Moshe liyodim. Somebody told the shliach, go buy me a kur, a bundle of chitim of wheat, and bring it upstairs. He went and brought up this whole bundle of chitim. Did you put some salt, it's a preservative, something that preserves the fruit so they won't rot away? Did you put this salt in the fruit? He said, no, I didn't put it in. You're better off if you didn't bring it up altogether. It's going to rot away right now. It's the same thing. I feel like you learn Torah, but if you don't have the preservative, you don't have the salt, the Yiras Hashem, it's not worth anything. It's no good. So I can't. If you learn Torah without Yiras Hashem, you come to say wrong things, and you forget, you make a churban. Tana the Rabbi Shmuel. Ma'arivodim kav chumtim. When you sell something, if you sell somebody a kav of Torah, you're allowed to put kav chumtin b'kur shotfua. You're allowed to put a kav of the salt, of the preservative, inside the tfua, v'yena choshish. You know what I mean? Choshish is like gezel. The guy, he has, give me a pound of apple. So you give him a pound of apple, but in part of the pound is the preservative, the salt inside it. So don't think like it's gezel. Kamashmo, no. The balabos says nicha, because that preserves it. It's kedai. So the bottom rashi, v'yena choshish. I'm not duping you. This is the shmir of the Paris. So about a non-sat, like the balabos of Nicha, they have the shmir. Omar Rabba Bara Puna. Kol Odom Shiesh by Torah. Somebody has Torah, means learns Torah. V'yein bo Yiras Shemayim, but he doesn't have Yiras Hashem, Yiras Shemayim, is doimer le gizbur, to a person that takes care, the gizbur is the attendant. Shemosulay Mavtecha Saprimis, they gave him the inside keys to the inside door, but they didn't give him the outside key to the outside door. It's not worth anything. You can't get in. If you have the inside key, if you don't have the outside key, you can't get to the inside. It's not worth anything. Outside doors. If you have the midah yiras Hashem, then you go into learning Torah to keep the Torah. V'yimlav ein achash to Torah. If you don't have yiras Hashem, you're not going to listen to the Torah. You'll never get into the pnimius of the learning Torah. Bahai ayel, how can he go inside? He can't get in without. Rashi bahai ayel b'yeze pesach nichnas lifteich es pnimim. How can he get inside to open the inside door if he doesn't have the key to the outside door? It's not worth anything. Machriz Rabbi Yanai, Chaval al the Lesley. it's chaval, it's oivei to somebody, the less lay darta, he doesn't have a backyard, or v'turuah l'darta of it. And he's making a fence, he's making a gate, a door for the backyard. What are you making the door for? Same thing, I said, if you're learning Torah and you don't have Yiras Hashem, you're like, no, it's no good. Omer Rav Yehuda, lo yibor HaKadosh Baruch Hu esalomoy ele kedei sheyirum lefonov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the whole world with the tachlis that people should have Yira from Hashem. Shenema the post, he says in Kehillos, v'lokim osa sheyirum lefonov. Hashem made the world, kedei people should have Yiras Hashem. That's what Hashem wants, Yiras Hashem. He says, the post, v'gmo Hashem l'kecho, shom l'imoch, kim l'yiras Hashem l'kecho. Rabbi Simon Rabbi Loza have a yasvid. They were sitting down. Cholav v'yozla Rabbi Yaakov Aracha. So Rabbi Yaakov Aracha walked in front of him. Omer lechad lechaver is one Rabbi Simon said to Rabbi Loza, Nekul, let's stand up. Mekamei degavro dechol chatoin. Let's stand up in front of this Rabbi Yaakov Aracha because he's Yirei Shemai, he's Yireche. No. Omer leidus, the other one answered back, let's stand up for him, but for a different reason. Nekum Mekamei, the Gav of Bar Reinu. Not that he's Yirei Hashem, but he's a big Talmud Chacham. He's the Bar Reinu, he's the Bar Torah. That's why we should stand up for him. Omalei, so the other one answered back, no. Amin Elecho Ano, the Gav of the Chol Chatoinu. I'm telling you, he has a bigger Milo. He has a Milo. His Mashal says, not only the Talmud Chacham, he's also Yirei Hashem. V'yamar Toli Ad Bar Reinu. And you're only telling me just time he's a Bar Reinu, he learns Torah. He's my Mida, my Zach is a bigger Inyan. Mashiach brings down that Rashi says other places that the whole Indian of terrorists today to learn how to be Yirei Hashem. Right? The maskona, the toughness of the terrorists to be Yirei Hashem. So Mela, that was a bigger madrega. This person was a Yirei Hashem. So more this time I bring Yirei, the Reb Lezu, the Yoma, the Gavru, the Chal Chatoinu. It was Reb Lezu that was the one that said that the reason why we'll stand up for him because he was a Yirei Hashem, Yirei Chet. The Yom Reb Yechinen, Mishum Reb Lezu. Ein lo la kodesh baruch hu biyoloma, kodesh baruch hu only has in this world, el yira shemayim bavad. That's the ikka thing that Hashem likes in this world is yira shemayim. Shenem ma the posig says, vi ato yisrael, mo Hashem lakef ashrel mimach, and often the posig, what does Hashem ask from us? Ki yim li yira, only to have yira Hashem, that's what Hashem wants. Oksiv, another posig says, niyav, vayayim li yod, and tell a person, hein yira Hashem hi chokma. Heis hein, we'll soon say hein means one. The one thing, Yiras Hashem, that's called Chochmah. Shekein Beloshin Yevoni, in Greek, they say, Kerim Li Achas Hein. It's the Stein. Achas means Hein. So it says, Hein means Achas. What's the Yiras Hashem? That's called Chochmah. Means that the Chochmah of Torah is to come to teach you how to be Yirei Hashem, it's the Stein. That Yavlez is the one that was Machshev Moor, a Yirei Hashem. So Nels Momastav Yavlez said, let's stand up for him because he was a Yirei Shemayim. That was a bigger Madrega. Rashi, hein yiras Hashem, yichidoi hi, ha yira boiluch. That's the one thing. One of the sons of the Baal Musa say that some people say to learn Musa is not Torah. As he had often the Gemara said, not like that, fakir. He's hein yiras Hashem, hi chochma. What is learning Torah? That's also yiras Hashem, that's also Musa. Hey, learning Musa is also called learning Torah. Because the whole you say the Torah is to know what the Rosh Hashem is. What's the mitzvah? We want to know what Hashem wants us to do, and the lavma, what we're not supposed to do. So learning Musa, that's telling you a whole day what you're supposed to do, what not you're supposed to do. It's midas tova, it's that. So teaching you what you're supposed to do, what is the rotzon Hashem. Yeah. There's another, the famous Nefesh HaChaim, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, he says that Gemara calls Yiras Hashem an Oitzer. It's called Hen Yiras Hashem Hi Oitzeroi. That's the Oitzer of Hashem. So he learns the pshat is that Torah is in Shemayim. And Hashem gave it to us. And all the Torah we learn comes from Hashem. Really, Hashem wants to give us as much as possible. But the pshat is, you have to have a noitzer, you have to have a warehouse where you can put tefur into. As the bigger the warehouse is, the more tefur, the more grain you can put into the warehouse. So Hashem wants to give us Torah. Just we have to be a base kibbutz, a noitzer to be makabalit. What builds up our noitzer that we can be makabalit Torah? That's Yiras Shemayim. As the more Yiras Shemayim we have, the bigger our noitzer is, the warehouse, the mail of the more terror Hashem can put into us. But the Gemara says, even Moshe Rabbeinu, Matana Nachliel, even Moshe Rabbeinu's terror was called a Matana. Hashem gave it to him as a Matana. Allah has come of a Kamos, but it's only a Matana. Dorish Rav Ula, Maidich said what the Pesach says, Altir Shaharbe, don't be a big Rosha. Harbe hu delo lisha, or not lisha, it's mashma, just a big Rosh you shouldn't be, but a little Rosh you could be. What's that? Ella, it means mi she'ochel shum v'reicha noidus, somebody ate garlic and his arm is smelling pretty bad, is yachs is a svara, yachs of yechel shum, should he go again and eat garlic acher v'yereicha noidus and it'll smell much longer. Whereas a pshat is that even if you did one chet, don't think, I did a chet, I'm a rasha, I might as well do more chatayim also. No, you did one stop, don't do more. You do more, it's really worse off. Rashi, mi shachol shum reich enoidev. Piruk is a teretz. Kleimar, hochi kama kro. Im roshat tomat, if you did a little chet, al taisav al reshecha, don't do more chatayim. Te mi shachol shum reich enoidev, you ate garlic and you start to smell. If your friends know you, klum yachsav yechel oid acher, should you go and eat more garlic now? If you know the yoisles manorach, you just smell longer this way. Avadi should stop eating garlic. Here also, you did one chet. There's no have to do another chet. My dichse, what the pasuk says, say, rova yedorash rova bar ula. My dichse, what the pasuk say, ki ein chartzuvos lemoisim. There's no chatzuvos for dead people who worry ulam, and they mamash stark like an ulam like a big building. Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, loydayin l'rishoyim. It's not bad enough for the rishoyim. She'enam charedim. They're not afraid. V'yatzovim yom hamisa. They're not afraid of the yom hamisa. Ela shalibam bori lehem kulam. But the rishoyim, when they do the chatzuvos, they mamash do a stark like a big ulam, like a big building. It doesn't bother them. Behind the Yom Rav, that's what Rabbi, said. Ma'idik said, what's the pasuk say? Zeh darkom ksil lomoy yoidim. That this is the derech of a ksil. It means yoidim rishoyim shadarkom lamisa. The rishoyim know they're doing chaturim. They're going to get misa for it. However, yesh lem chelav aksolim, still they have fat on their sides. It means still they do the chaturim. Shem atoyim mashichrohim mehem. Maybe when they do the chaturim, they're forgetting they're doing the chaturim. They're forgetting about the misa. At the end, they're still going to be masking what they did. Because Rishoyim is such a midah that even when they're doing the rishis, they'll know they get misa, still they do it. Rashi kulam shepischoi pasuach roch, a big open door. Zer darkum neomonei ksiv, kirbam betem leilam, dainu kfura. Vohoda ksiv zer darkum ksilom ekleimar. Yoidim heim, Rishoyim know, shezu darkum, that derech is tend up to misa.
We had the Gemara in Brachas that says that Loilam Yargizodom Yetzer Toivah Yetzer Hora. You're supposed to work on yourself. And if you see the Yetzer is so big, the last midah was Yaskul Yem HaMisa. You're supposed to remember the Yem HaMisa, that the Mal, that's supposed to make you Chorid. And the Mashur says the Pshat is you're supposed to know that what the Yetzer wants to do to you is to bring you to Yem HaMisa. He wants to kill you. All his Eitzes of telling you to do the Chatoim is only there to bring you the Misa. So the Mal, a person, you think about that, you stop doing Chatoim. But I said, you're such a big risha that in order to be reduce such rishas, you don't care about the Yamamisa. But the Kechas Halam Ner, back to the Mishnah said, what about you putting out the fire? Because Kechas Halam Ner, if you have this lamp, the lamp is about to burn up, so you want to put out the fire just to preserve the lamp, or else you want to preserve the wick, or else you want to preserve the shemen. So you had a machlokes in the Mishnah. The Tanakam said, Yechayiv. And that was the Yehudi Shita, that Amloch Hashem Tzurich Lagufa, it's Chayiv Olof. Rabbi Yossi pointed, Rabbi Yossi said, no, you stand put out the fire just to save the oil or save the wick, you potter. So Pashit goes like a Shimon, that's a Mloch Hashem Tzurich Lagufa, and therefore you potter midiraisa. Now where the case Yechayiv, according to Rabbi Yossi, he says, Chutz min apsilo, only if you have a wick burning, and you're putting out the wick, day to make the wick burn better later, then Yechayiv, that makes like a coal, it's good to use next time. We'll see now what's trying to be. So the more Rabbi Yossi, for the more Rabbi Yossi commands Rulei. Who does Rabbi Yossi hold like, where the Amloch Hashem Tzurich Lagufon, by putting out this fire, you do not need the guf of the Amloch of the Kibuin. You're just putting it out today to be able to save the oil, or save the wick. Is he Rabbi Yehuda Svirulei? If Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that's still Yechayiv. Obviously, Afkudah Bahanach Naimel Yechayiv. Why does he say Yepoter if you put out the fire just to save the oil? Yepoter, why Yepoter? You're putting out fire, that's the Melacham.
you don't need the goof of the melacha putting out the fire, you're just doing it to save the oil, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, you chayiv. So why does Rabbi Yosi say a potter? So Elamai Rabbi Yosi can't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Elamai Vikra Rabbi Shimon Tzrilai, Elamai holds like Rabbi Shimon. That has called the melacha shein tzrich legufa. You do not need the goof of the putting out the fire, you're just doing it for a different purpose, saving something else. Habizoy psila nami lifter. The kashril, when you put out the wick, also the havamina was you start putting out the wick just to save it, not to make the wick better, that next time will burn better. But the havamina is time you have a nice long wick and you want to put it out now, could they stand not to use up the wick, you use it again next time. So the purpose of putting it out is just to save the wick, not for the purpose of putting out the fire. So it's also melacha shein tzrich legufa. So it's a kashya, if you have Yaisi holds like Reb Shimon, why are you chayav by psila? For the Gemara, psila nami lifter. You should also be potter by psila. Rashi, afilu psila nami lifter. The chasala psila, the havminer is, he's just putting out the wick because he doesn't want to use up the wick. Nami ain't it tzricham loch legufa. You don't need the goof of putting out the fire. The mloch ainu kibui. What is the mloch here? You're putting out the fire. The kibu atzma ainat sarachloi. The emesin, you don't need this putting out the fire right now. The yimloi huvara meyolim, if it wouldn't be burning altogether, heaven ichle, you'd be much better off if it wouldn't be burning altogether. Your purpose right now is just that it should stop burning. You don't want to save the wick. So if it wouldn't be burning altogether and you wouldn't have to put it out, you'd also be nicha. In mitchil huvara, if it was done before. Forget, your purpose is that you want to have a longer wick to use next time. So now by putting out, the melacha keep itself, you don't want that melacha. So why are you chayif? Omar Ula, so two truths now. Omar Ula, I'll tell you, Rabbi Yosi Tak holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that as far as the melacha shein tzrich legufa, still you chayif. So Drashi Lyerlam Kabu the Srile, the Mishum ain't Srichla Gufa Lay Mifter. You're not potter of that. Why? Hoyalu Srichla Dovaracher. I'll call upon him putting out this fire, you're doing it for a purpose. You need it for some reason. It's for Dovaracher. Why are you putting out the fire? Because you want to save the oil. You want to save the wick. According to Abuja, that's also called the Mlocha that you need Yechayev. That's called Mlechas Machshevasu. Reb Shimon says, no, you have to put out the fire for needing the purpose of the putting out the fire. If you don't know, even though you're doing it for another purpose, but if you're doing it for some purpose, it's called a melacha machshava, melachas machshavas. V'chi mechava lo mishum chaisa d'shemen v'ner, l'abizoy, with shrenau. If Reb Yosi holds like Reb Yosi, if Reb Yosi holds like Reb Yehuda, why did it say if you put out the fire for the purpose of saving the oil or saving the wick, why you potter? You should be chayiv. So Rashi, let's see the Gemara first. The Olam Kreb Yudis Virlei. Oksaver Reb Yosi holds Seiser Almanas Livnois. There's another shaila about. There's a called this Moloch of Kibur is called the Kilkul. It's called you being a Kalkul here. You're like ruining something. The same thing like the Melech Seiser. You're like ruining the. You're like breaking down the building. So he holds when you chayiv for the Melech Seiser in the Mishkan. Sony Saiser Almanas Livnois Bim Koimoi. Heavy Saiser. If you break down the building here, Almanas to build up the building again in the same place, that's called the Melech Astiri Yechayiv. Of Almanas Livnois Shleibim Koimoi, Loi Heavy Saiser. Now the Torah says there's another concern here by Kibuit. Kibuit is called the Kilkul. Really, you're ruining something. Now you have fire. By putting out fire, you're ruining the fire. The same way if you have a building and you knock down the building. So being Saiser, knocking down the building is really called the Kilkul. Why are you chayiv from Lecha Saiser? The pshat is because why are you knocking down the building? Amnash, you want to build the building up again nicer. So really the only way to build a nicer building is by knocking down the old building. So therefore knocking down the old building is called like a tikkun kedai to build the bigger building. Now he also holds it's only chayiv if you Saiser knock down this building, Amnash, to build it up in the same place. If you want to build it up right here, that's called like right now you're being a sakin. Mashen can hear the same thing as kibui. If you're putting out the wick, kidei to make it burn in the same place again, that's called the kibui almanas livnos. Therefore, if you're putting out the wick, almanas to save the wick, you want to be able to use the wick again, that's called you're putting out the fire, almanas to be burner to use the fire again in the same place. Then that's not called the kilku yibichayiv. Mashenk, in the other two cases, you're putting out the fire, why? Because you want to save the shemen. So right now you're doing a kukul. You're being mekalka, putting out fire. It's not almanas livnos, you don't want to build it up again. You don't want to have to use it again in this place. You want to use the shemen for a different purpose.
or else the whole nair, the whole lamp is burning up. You want to save the lamp. So you're putting out the fire, not almanaz midlis from kainoid, no, just am to put it out. That's called the kilkul. That's why you put. So that's trying Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi holds in the first two cases, you put there because it's called the kilkul. But when you put out the wick, almanaz, you want to burn with this wick again, like tomorrow, so you're putting it out now, almanaz midlis, that you'll be able to use the wick again, bim kaim in the same place. That's why you chay. Let's see Rashi now. If you put out the fire, it's time because you want to save the oil. Or else from there, you want to save the lamp. Hainu time with the potter, tiksovar.